Good evening and welcome back to Clark Broadcasting's Candidates Night, featuring those running for the Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors, who we just heard from, Sonora City Council, and Tuolumne County Tax Collector. I'm BJ Hansen, broadcasting live from the Board of Supervisors meeting room in downtown Sonora. We are at the City Council portion of the program, and the candidates are lined up on stage this evening. David Axelrod, Kurt Bryant, Jim Garaventa, and Colette Such. All four are vying for two open seats. We're going to start first with opening statements, and each candidate has 2 minutes. So we'll start at the end with Mr. Axelrod.
Hello, everybody. I'm David Axelrod. Very pleased to be here and glad that some people stayed after all the excitement with the Board of Supervisor candidates. And there's still most of the House is still here. And I appreciate everybody listening on the radio or streaming now or later on Cable 8. The reason I'm running is I want to try to help the city. I want to make the city even happier than it is. That's my motto, is make Sonora happy. And that's why I'm running. I have some experience that I can bring to bear on this situation, and that is that in the life of working as a park ranger, a firefighter, working for the government but not being a politician in the past, and now since I've been in Sonora working as an attorney, for county council and for individuals throughout this area, you learn how systems work, how people get along and how they get along successfully. And I can bring that experience and that knowledge to the city council to make it a better place. Some of my issues, good government. I don't have any conflicts of interest, nor would I have any, nor would I vote on anything if I did have an interest in it, but I would be transparent and declare it. I want to preserve the historic heritage of Tuolumne County and especially Sonora. Other cities, towns in the Mother Lode, I think it might be doing a better job. We could have plants that get watered along Washington Street, flowers, shrubs, maybe even plant some street trees. And I'm for preserving the environment, possibly even developing trails along Sonora and Woods Creek so that people can enjoy nature while they're up here, because they don't come up here because they want to see another big city, whether people come from the Bay Area or Modesto or Stockton or wherever they, or from abroad. We used to have tourists coming in from Japan, Germany, and all kinds of foreign countries, and they don't come here just to see another big city. They're here, the city should function, but they're here to see the beauty that we have. Thank you.
Thank you. And Mr. Bryant.
Hello? No? Is it at work? Okay. So, hello. My name is Kurt Bryant, and I am running for city council. Those of you in the audience may be very much asking right now, how young is this kid? Yes, I am 20 years old, but I have given my entire life to this city or community activities. When I was in the fourth grade, I started visiting Unit 7 just to visit the seniors who are spending the rest of their time at Unit 7. After that, I started volunteering at the Historical Archives for a little over a year. At that same time, I started working with the Sonora Odd Fellows, our city's oldest service organization. I quickly became president of that organization, and I have been for the last 2 years. I'm also branching out into statewide versions of that organization and have spent countless hours spreading our lodge to places like Groveland. I'm also kitchen assistant at Sierra Senior Providers, where I provide meals for our seniors. I also understand the difficulties that face our seniors today. As far as diet goes, visitation goes, I understand how vital this role is in our community. I'm also serving as a Sonora Police Explorer, where I have learned the lives of our police officers and fire department staff, the troubles that face their lives and the troubles that face our citizens.
Thank you. And Mr. Garaventa.
Yeah, I was born and raised here in Sonora. I'm a fourth-generation county native, went to Sonora High, got my bachelor's degree in history at UC Davis, and was elected the first time as a city council back in June of 2015. I currently serve as the mayor pro tem, and as that, I also, well, not necessarily as that, but as a council member, I chair the Homeless Task Force, the Parking and Traffic Commission, and I serve on the county's Solid Waste Committee, the Local Agency Formation Commission, the Yes Partnership, and the Prison Advisory Committee. Previously, I've served here at the in the county at the on the Planning Commission, the Board of Supervisors Planning Committee, and on the TGH, the Tuolumne General Hospital Board of Trustees, toward the very end. I was also I was also a assistant representative on the Parking and Traffic Commission for 9 years, a Citizen Advisory Committee for the Transportation Council for 12 years, and I co-chaired the successful Measure I campaign in 2004 that helped strengthen public safety in the city of Sonora. Community organizations, I'm currently president and have been for several years of Eureka Engine Company, which is one of Sonora's historic fire companies, another long-term service organization in our community. I've also served as president of the Tuolumne County Historical Society and also a president of the Public Access, Tuolumne County Community Cable Access, the Public Access Television Board. I have years of experience in working at the serving the city and county level, a strong knowledge of the workings of local government, and a passion and desire to make government work effective and efficiently.
Thank you. And Ms. Such?
You're a hard act to follow. I arrived in Sonora as an 18-year-old, full of hope. I fell in love immediately with the oak-studded hills, the dome, the courthouse, the red church. I loved that I could go downtown and to the local hardware stores on Washington Street and buy a quart of paint. I loved that I could go to Cervantes and buy a quart of milk. I have spent my life in service to this community. I worked for 30 plus years at Tuolumne General Hospital as a healthcare professional, including 25 of those years in management. Then on to VNA Hospice, where I created a program. I was a program administrator. I learned fiscal responsibility, and my compassion deepened. I learned to never delay difficult conversations and to listen to those with whom I disagree. After retirement, a new chapter with the Columbia College Foundation began, where I found a love for the work and its daily miracle. I'll bring this same passion, dedication, integrity, vision, and heart to my work on Sonora City Council. Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to start with the questions now, and since Mr. Axelrod went first with opening statements, Mr. Bryant, the first question will be for you, and a reminder that the questions are, you have 1 minute to respond to these, and then we'll move on to the next person. Mr. Bryant, what do you feel is the key to creating a thriving economy and community in downtown Sonora, and what type of role does the City Council have? Sure. What do you feel is the key to creating a thriving economy and community in downtown Sonora, and what type of role does the City Council have in this?
I feel that the City Council is really the council for the whole community. So the community comes to us to see, well, get advised for how to run their community. So first off, to build a better community, I think we need to start with just being a stronger community, coming together just for the simple things, just a weekend part, like just get together, a clean, fun get together, which is something that I would say many people in my age group don't have. So we don't feel that community, and that means in the future we won't have that strong of a community.
Thank you. Mr. Garaventa.
Well, I think the main thing that the council can do is to enact or not enact regulations that what you want to do is enact regulations that foster good economic development and not have regulations that could hinder that. That's the chief thing I think that the council can do. Yes, we need to make our downtown a viable place for people to want to come. But the most direct action I think the council can do is have good regulations, pro-business regulations. for the economy.
Thank you. And Ms. Such?
Certainly living wage jobs are huge for this community, and it's why we have lost our youth. I am perfectly poised to work with the college to create training for the job, to work with training for the employers in town and provide the skills that they need, and also with motherload job training. I also think it's critical that we preserve our historic town with city, merchant, and public partnerships. I think a good start has been, Vision Sonora has made a good start, but I would like to expand that. And also small investments for continuous improvements. And again, and this was discussed a lot in the previous forum, proposed middle and low income housing developments will make a huge difference. And the other thing is a balanced budget. We have to balance it.
Thank you. And Mr. Axelrod.
Thank you. I believe the city council can do a lot to encourage a thriving economy here in Sonora, not to pick winners or losers or overregulate businesses. That's not necessary. What's necessary is to provide a fine quality of life for the people here and for the people who come to visit, such that they'll want to come, and then that, as a result of that, the economy will be stimulated, and businesses along Washington Street downtown, which I would especially want to encourage, will benefit. And so we face some problems. We need to actually proactively do something to try to help the homeless problem. We can and should improve the landscaping along Washington Street as other towns do. And make sure that these plants get watered. We need to address parking and traffic problems so that people can come and enjoy the businesses. I've been a business owner here in Sonora since 91.
Thank you. And the next question, we'll start with Mr. Garaventa. Do you support the city's efforts to implement Vision Sonora, and do you have any concerns about the plan?
In the beginning, I certainly was a strong supporter of the Vision Sonora plan. Like any plan, I think that there's good portions and bad portions, or maybe not bad is not the correct word, but not as good portions. And one that I can think of recently was the talk of rearranging the park area up by the Red Church. It was one of my least favorite of the Vision Sonora plans, and we did have some pushback from some of the local people that actually were encroaching on that property, as well as the high school and the buses system. So, you know, Vision Sonora is a good thing to do, but the devil's in the details, and I think that we have to really think them all out before we implement each individual project.
Thank you. And Ms. Such?
I think Vision Sonora has done a lot. They've come up with a lot of really good ideas. The Lineberg closure, I think, is the most controversial. I personally like pedestrian walkways. I think they enhance a town and help create a better sense of community. They help to encourage folks to stay in town, to sit and to want to be downtown. I think it's critical that the design for Vision Sonora be in keeping with historic Sonora's historic kind of funky authenticity, and it not be made too fancy. I think Vision Sonora did a really great job at the corner of Washington and Church Street. I think that's a really attractive area. I never could make sense of the Red Church, of the Vision Sonora plans for the Red Church, however. Thank you.
Thank you. And Mr. Axelrod.
I want to commend Vision Sonora. I believe that community projects and community participation is what I'm looking for. I want to stimulate more events, more music, more art, and make this not just Sonora as the queen of the Southern Mines, but the queen of art and music in the Motherlode. Which it really isn't. You could look at Murphy's, Angels, Jackson, and we have some catching up to do, but we can surpass these other towns. I will consider all suggestions with an open mind when they come before the council. I will disclose that I spoke before the city council in support of the Lionelberg closure. I think that's the sort of thing that will improve the quality of life and the attractiveness of our town.
Thank you. And Mr. Bryant.
What I do like about the Vision Sonora project is that it incentivizes business owners to better the appearance of their historic buildings, which I think will also preserve the historic nature of their buildings. And our businesses have been doing a very good job at keeping their buildings historic. What I don't like is, or what my major concern would be, is them losing that concept. Once we lose the historic nature of downtown Sonora, we've lost Sonora. We won't be the queen of the Southern Mines anymore. We're going to be something else than that. And that comes with keeping things somewhat or as close of to the ways that it was in the 1850s. That is being a social environment. That's what I've learned from the Oddfellows, is that we were social. We come together sometimes in buildings. We don't have to do in streets, but we make things work here, and that's what keeps us historic.
Thank you. We'll move on to Ms. Such for the next question, and in regards to homelessness, there have been some business owners in the downtown area that have complained about issues arising from increasing homelessness in downtown. What would be your message to them?
Well, I certainly understand their angst. There are problems created for business owners, but what I will also say is that we cannot solve their problem without solving the problem of homelessness. It has to start there. We as a community have to come together to do that. I served with Jim on the homeless task force, and now the movement is to join with the county, to join with churches, to join with private citizens, to join with contractors, because that's where the problem in our community can be solved. You know, I think also to solve the problem of homelessness, we have to realize who these people are. It's actually rare that in the ATCA's census that was done last fall, there are very few people who said that they were homeless by choice. They didn't want to be there. Our homelessness, we have 100 and I think it was 49 homeless children. They're our neighbors, and we have to see them as our neighbors.
Thank you. And Mr. Axelrod.
A question on homelessness?
Homelessness, yes.
Homelessness. I've heard a lot about homelessness and also listening very avidly to the supervisor candidates, and we hear about homelessness can be from, of course, lack of funds, economic challenges, drug and alcohol problems, mental illness. But I think the main cause of homelessness is people that lack a place to live. And that is the solution, too. Now, we're not going to be able to solve that here locally immediately, but to pass the buck and say it's not our problem, it's a state or a county or an international problem or a nationwide problem, that's all. Those are facts are true, but it starts here. And it has to start with us caring about people and doing something, because we help our own community when we help the least of those among us or those with special needs like the homeless. And it doesn't just have to be a place to live. It can also be access and opportunity to have programs of helping people with their individual problems, because everybody's an individual. The shower bus, for example, was a very good idea.
Thank you. And Mr. Bryant.
I have a quick question. You said how homelessness will affect our businesses.
There have been some business owners that have complained about issues arising from increasing homelessness in the downtown area. What message would you have to the business owners?
Okay. For the businesses, I'd hope that they're not totally prejudiced towards anyone who is homeless. The minority that is causing the disruption in businesses is a minority. There's 700 individuals who are homeless in our community, 700 plus. If 700 people were attacking businesses, we'd have a major problem. Of course, the problems that you may have are difficult, but they're not 700 against one. So to help maybe alleviate the problems with homelessness, we have to understand that a lot of them aren't these troubled people. So we have to take care of those people who aren't the troublemakers before, well, we do need to take care of the people who are causing these issues, but definitely help these people who are wanting out, get them out, and I believe that would be it. Thank you.
Thank you. And Mr. Garaventa.
Well, the message I'd have for business owners downtown would be to continue to be engaged and stay engaged with the evolving process of the task force. The city's task force on homelessness was created as a result of some of the stuff going on downtown. And we found pretty quickly that not having county involvement was going to limit very greatly what we could even do as in the city. And I think now that we're actually going to meet next Monday and start up this new arrangement that we've been talking, that's been hinted and seen in the paper, where the county has a couple seats at the table as well. And you know, having those partnerships will, I think, help try to alleviate some of that problem, especially with the mentally ill people that are downtown.
Thank you. Next question, we're going to start with Mr. Axelrod. Marijuana is also a big issue in the city of Sonora as well as Tuolumne County. From a city perspective, what do you feel should be the city's stance on commercial marijuana cultivation, sales, and manufacturing?
Well, I'm for freedom, and I'm also for following the law. That may seem like a contradiction, but in this case, the law says that with the restrictions that the local communities, local entities like the county or the city may apply, put aside, the general law of the state of California is now marijuana is basically legal. It's been used by people who want to use it for many, many years. From my entire life, I can remember, even as a small child, people, the beatniks or the beat generation or the bohemians, and up to the present time, people availing marijuana, and now it has medical uses, which were legalized. Now the recreational use is legalized. We have to fit in. We can't fight people's right to grow plants, but I would try to keep it as local, try to structure our system so that the corporate growers are discouraged and the individual growers are encouraged.
Thank you. And Mr. Bryant.
I think the city, the whole city, the people of the city need to come together for longer and discuss this issue. With the issue that I think that should also be focused on is the commercial or illegal commercial marketing of heroin and meth in our community, because that is harming more citizens than marijuana has as a whole ever. As a law enforcement officer, I've seen how heroin and meth have affected many members of our community more than marijuana has. So on that basis, I want to tackle heroin and meth in this community before we focus all this effort into something that the state made legal, because we can't fight it forever. Someone will come in with it, but we can definitely fight harder on these other two issues.
Thank you. Mr. Garaventa.
Yeah, can you repeat the question? I want to make sure you got it exact.
Yes. Marijuana. What do you feel should be the city's stance on commercial marijuana cultivation, sales, and manufacturing?
Well, we've already gone through the process of talking about both commercial and personal marijuana in all its aspects. We actually voted as a council to not to have commercial cultivation. And it kind of makes sense for the city because we're pretty much the most urban part of the county, and where can you really grow commercially other than perhaps in warehouses or, you know, inside something like that. What we did pass, though, was the testing and there were four aspects, testing and dispensaries and I'm drawing a blank on the other one, but distribution, thank you. with the commercial cultivation, you know, we've already kind of made that decision, so.
Thank you. Ms. Such.
Well, as Jim said, commercial cultivation.
Are you on? Yeah.
Thank you. As Jim said, commercial cultivation isn't happening in the city. I think there's the ordinance says 6 plants per household grown indoors. You can have a greenhouse. You can also grow it in a greenhouse that's secured. I just would like the conversation about marijuana to be to come into the 21st century. I mean, the fact that it's still a Schedule I drug is makes absolutely no sense. No one has ever died from marijuana use. It's not as dangerous as alcohol. It's not as dangerous as legal opioids. I do want to say, however, that marijuana in the adolescent brain is really damaging. There's a huge relationship between marijuana and the adolescent brain and schizophrenia later in life. The amygdala is impaired. The there are lots of impairments that happen from that. So I'm very, very, very concerned about marijuana use with adolescents. Otherwise, you know, 6 plants per household, I don't think that's going to cause any big problems for anyone.
Thank you. We are now going to move on to the closing comment portion of the night for the City Council. On stage, we have David Axelrod, Kurt Bryant, Jim Garaventa, and Colette Such. They are 4 candidates running for 2 positions. For closing comments, we are now at Mr. Bryant.
Hello again. My name is Kurt Bryant, and if elected to City Council, I'll work tirelessly to build close relations with all members of the city, to find what the people want and work for them. I'll continue to make the lives of our senior and youth population flourish through community programs which focus on healthy and well-balanced living. I'll fight to preserve the historic image of downtown Sonora for our future generations. I would like to basically close on what I totally believe in, and it's essentially just a hodgepodge mix of my ode for the law enforcement as an odd fellow, and yes, as a Sonoran. Whoa, I totally lost it. So I will not be doing that. Actually, I'll do it from memory. I am an odd fellow. I am a law enforcement officer, and I am a kitchen assistant. I work for people because I love them. I want everyone to flourish, and I want no one to be left behind. I'll continue this battle till the day I die, because that is what I believe. No person should be left behind. It does not matter who you are, how much you own. None of this matters at the end of days. It is who you are, and you are a person, and that matters. So my duty is to preserve that security, that you are a human, that you are an American, and that you are a Sonoran. I don't care what age you are, how young you are, what you believe, this city is built on you, and I'll protect every possibility that you have at saying what you are, who you are, and why you do it, because you have that right, and that is at my utmost responsibility to have preserved. So if I'm not elected to city councilman this year, I will continue to become or shoot to become a city councilman. Next year, I'll turn 21. That means I can become a law enforcement officer, which is my plan. If I don't go through here, become city councilman now, I'll become a law enforcement officer at 21 and come right back here and serve then. But if I become city councilman, I'll wait 4 more years, learn the city, understand the city, so I can better serve them as a law enforcement officer in the future. Thank you. My name is Kurt Bryant. I'm running for city council, and I hope to serve you all soon. Sooner than later, or if at all possible, tomorrow.
Thank you. Mr. Garaventa.
You know, I was born and raised here. My grandfather had a meat market right down at the corner of the only stoplight in Tuolumne County at the time, or even before the stoplight was even put in there, at Washington and Stockton Street. I have a deep affinity for the city, its history, the county. I could have done a lot of what my brother did as well, but what a lot of people do when they get their college education is to look at their opportunities, and a lot of them aren't here, unfortunately, and that's actually one thing I really want to continue to work on. But I decided to come back to my rural roots, and I don't regret that. I want to see our town be the unique town that it is, with its historical background. One of the things that we talked about Vision Sonora earlier was what was good and what was bad. I'm very much for the historical look of Vision Sonora. There are some aspects of some of the designs that have been brought up in Vision Sonora from time to time that aren't exactly, well, more like suburbia. And I think we do a disservice if we put those designs in. But you know, I've seen where this town has come from. As a child, what my father and my grandfather have taught me about the town in the earlier days, and I don't want to see that go away. So that's why I majored in history at university, and so it's a deep part of me. And it's not to say that I want Sonora to stay in the 19th century or the 18th century, or but I think we can still have our uniqueness and still be a modern city. We don't have to tear down our historical facades to have broadband, for example. So that's kind of my philosophy. That's where I'm coming from, and that's what I bring to being on the city council.
Thank you, and Ms. Such.
In closing, all my twists and turns to different jobs and different positions, we're interested in their one common denominator. And that is that I always learned from the ground up, and that has made all the difference for me. That helped me to maintain a marriage, if you will, between me, the therapist, and the patient, me, the manager, and the staff, me, the foundation board member, and the donors and the students, and now it will be between me and the councilwoman and you, the constituents. I'm excited about the possibility to serve the community that I love, and I'll work and I'll read and I'll ask the right questions, and with you I will find the right answers. Colette, such a great choice. Thank you.
Thank you. And Mr. Axelrod.
Thank you. I'm happy to be batting cleanup here. My name is David L. Axelrod. I'm running for city council. I want to thank Clark Broadcasting and everybody that's here and listening on the radio and otherwise for taking the time to hear what we've got to say. I do appreciate that. I have experience. I started out as a park ranger and firefighter, worked in the city of Berkeley I was on the Parks and Rec Commission. I was chair of the Sidewalk Food Vendors Committee. And so I've been involved in government, and I have a experience on what works. I worked for Caltrans Legal Division. I've worked for county council here. When I first came here, I was working for the county. Then I went into private practice. I'm a musician, singer-songwriter, college teacher at Columbia College a few years ago, volunteer at Ironstone and Gallo Center and Gallo Center for the Arts in Modesto. And my experience in all these areas is networking with people and getting along with people to make things work and programs function. And as an attorney and a mediator, I think I can bring that to bear in solving some of the problems we have. I'd like to preserve the historical heritage of Sonora as much as possible. I think that'll make it a better place for those of us who live here as well as those who visit, and we need people to visit. And so I would close by saying thank you very much. It's time for a change, at least a moderate change of analyzing new ideas and going into the future and to make Sonora happy. I'm David Axelrod. Please consider voting for me. Thank you very much. I do have these flyers, which are available at the back table in case I forgot to say something. Thank you very much.
That's going to help them on the radio, you know.
All right. Well, thank you, candidates for Sonora City Council. Again, those are the four candidates vying for the two seats, David Axelrod, Kurt Bryant, Jim Garaventa, and Colette Such. I'm B.J. Hansen, your moderator this evening for Clark Broadcasting's Candidates Night, live from the Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors meeting room, airing on AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML and streaming on mymotherload.com. The broadcast brought to you by Nate's Tree Service and Faust Heating and Air. We'll return in just a few minutes with the candidates for tax collector, Justin Burtwistle and Michelle Running.